USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump set to address the nation regarding the coronavirus outbreak at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. The president says his statement will cover the economic and health-related issues dealing with the virus. The president reminds everyone,
we are going to get the problem solved. The country is so strong. The institutions are so strong.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is staying in the 2020 presidential race and planning to debate former Vice President Joe Biden on Sunday, despite the recent string of primary losses.
Poll after poll, including exit polls, show that a strong majority of the American people support our progressive agenda.
Currently, Joe Biden has 837 delegates. Meanwhile, Sanders has 689. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Maybe you could relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. The great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So, yes, they can help share your needs, too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The World Health Organization is declaring the outbreak of the coronavirus a pandemic. That essentially means the virus is a threat to the entire planet. It has killed nearly 4,400 people across the world. Video of a confrontation between former Vice President Joe Biden and an auto worker in Detroit over guns has gone viral. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
The auto worker, Jerry Wayne, says he felt Biden's reaction to being accused of trying to take away people's guns was unfortunate and unnecessary.
I'm not taking your gun away at all. You need 100 rounds?
You were a thug when you said you were going to take our guns.
I did not say that.
Wayne telling Fox News.
I didn't try to raise any feathers, and he kind of just went off the deep end. He doesn't need to touch anybody's weapon at all. What we need to do is we need to concentrate on teaching people how to respect firearms and how to use them, not take them away. This is a right that we need to protect with our heart and soul, and it shouldn't be infringed.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The up-and-down week on Wall Street continues with the Dow losing over 1,400 points. Matty Duppler is the president of Forward Strategies and a senior fellow with the National Taxpayers Union. She tells Yahoo Finance regarding the Dow and their investments, everyone needs to just calm down.
Yeah, so I have a lot of friends calling me yesterday, freaking out, asking, like, what does this mean? Listen, if you're someone like me who's in her early 30s, I'm not even looking to touch most of my investments for 30 years. Everything that matters in investing is informed by your own goals. So that's the first thing you should be looking at, particularly in times of market volatility. What are my goals for my investments? When you're looking at a 30-year horizon, a day like yesterday doesn't affect you at all, and it means that you don't have to get nervous and anxious about what's happening in the market today, because those losses will certainly not have a huge impact on your portfolio over the course of the next several decades. So I always remind people that what you should be doing with your money is informed by what your goals are in the long term, and particularly if there is a long horizon for your goals, that should make you even more conservative now, because you're going to have a lot of runway to make up any losses in the future.
A judge sentenced Harvey Weinstein to 23 years in prison for rape and sex assault. Gloria Allred is an attorney who represents one of his victims, Mimi Haley, and read part of Haley's impactful statement at the sentencing hearing.
He is completely disconnected from the gravity of the crime that he committed against me and the impact it's had.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.